How did I get here? Lying on a cold street, death heavy in the air. My blood painting the freshly fallen snow crimson. The eyes of the one I love looking at me like I'm a complete stranger. It's funny how life turns on you. I was a killer. Cold, focused professional. I was the best. And I was cold. I felt nothing. My world was black and white. And I was good at what I did. The best. I was the one you came to when you wanted a kill done cleanly. No trace. No guilt. You pay me my money and your problem is gone. I was a trouble solver. I was. I worked for the agency. I was the most expensive option. My name was whispered on dark corners, in shadowy bars. Honey. Ironic. An ironic name for the angel of death. If you ever heard my name, you are either looking to kill or soon to be killed. And then there was you. My final assignment. When I saw your picture, I asked a question I never asked before. Why does someone want them dead? That was a sign I should have just turned around and run. But I didn't. I just looked at your picture, traced your profile with my finger. As they stared at me, the doubt already setting in, the rot of the respect I had earned all my career. I watched you. You were my target. So I learned your ways and habits. I shot where you shot. I followed you through your days, and I lay with you in your nights. And my world became gray. I had been so certain before, black and white, life and death, money. The only bridge between them, for me. But you complicated things. Your smile, your voice. Laying on your bed, wearing your clothes, smelling your scent. I pretended it was fine. It was just another case, another assignment, another person to die. And I waited for the opportunity to kill you. Clean, like always. I never leave a trace. It's always an accident, an unfortunate happenstance in your life. And the opportunity presented itself, and I held my breath and let it pass. And then another, and another. Until it was a calendar full of mischances. I saw a question in the eyes of my handler. The agency had doubts. But my reputation, it was beyond question. So the rot and doubt sat beneath the surface, and we didn't say anything. Christmas came. Boxing Day. The snow fell and you still walked the earth. New Year's Day. That's when I'll do it. Stroke of midnight. I took my heart and I encased it in ice. I became the person I was before, before you, before your smile, before your voice, before you turned everything grey. And I was going to kill you. I was going to stab you. Personal. Up close. Clean. I would walk away and things would return to the way they were. Black and white. Simple. Money for death. No question. Not a word. Clean. And then I stood before you, face to face, the knife gripped tightly in my hand, and I saw you. Just as the black and white had given away to grey, the grey gave away to colour. Emotion. I was frozen. I couldn't kill you. I could never kill you. And I knew that from the very moment I saw your picture, something in your eyes just made me fall, changed me. But I had to kill you. I didn't have a choice. And then I saw it. A chance reflection on a rooftop, a sniper. Gun aimed at your heart. I didn't think, I didn't breathe, I just moved. Two shots rang out, and I fell. I fell to the pavement and looked at you. Looked at the one I love, the one I adore, the one who gave my world color. And you looked at me like a stranger. But you held me. And in my final moments, so cold, I felt warm. As the blood began to flow, the words began to fade, and I couldn't say it. I couldn't say what I needed. So I said the only thing that I could. Run. Then I was still. Run, my darling. Live. I died for you. Live for me. The world is better in color.